the first good thing. Welcome. My name is Marcel Kutzmann from, you see my company, Robert Bosch GmbH. But what is more important is, I think, my community. And I have also some jokers in the audience for the questions later. So I'm happy that you're also here. And, well, that went too fast. Our community is formed a few years ago already. So what we're doing here, I think we were 10 people in the beginning. Also, we had exactly the same discussion we had this morning some years ago. So it's good that we have now a bigger audience. And this is also my, if you want to go out and have a takeaway, then please have this takeaway. Please join us in our tooling community. Sharing creates value. I really like that name from the beginning, because that's really what we are here for. And I think this is an all-over non-differentiating thing, right? So we all profit from having here a better ASPOM tooling processes, etc. The title of my talk is about doing this at scale. So here's where my organization comes in, because we're not doing this for fun or yeah, it's more hygiene topic. So every developer says yay. But nevertheless, we also, what is important for my company is be good citizen in the open source community. So that means on the one side, if we use something, we want to give back. So therefore, we also doing open source on our own. So that's what we called from the beginning, eat your own dog food. So if our developers need to suffer doing all this open source paperwork, we should also have a clue about it. And so in the beginning, we also, that you know, beginning does mean not for Bosch. Bosch began much, much earlier. But when we started with this automation, our journey began here with a typical Java Maven project. So before I can tell you all the details, I just said, OK, I make this fact sheet. And this will also accompany us through the presentation. And that you just get the idea on the left side, no, right side. Here we have also a fact sheet that I took from the NASA. And it made it really complicated now for the presentation preparation, because that's so interesting. Once you dive into this NASA stuff, you get distracted very, very quickly. So here I'll also put the link. So now you got the idea. For me, Java Maven, this is a community. So we have projects approach us. Okay, we need some kind of support to doing this ASPOM stuff. In the beginning, mainly triggered by the license compliance. And so in the beginning, we didn't have that fact sheet, right? So we just started on. And then we're done. Yeah, we were done. Said, okay, now it's we created the ASPOM automatically, the FOSS compliance bundles, etc. So I said, okay, mission completed. Nope. So then the next wave came up, right? So, oh, yeah, here, web apps, JavaScript, NPM, blah, blah, blah. So here, again, fact sheet. So some things looked similar. And also here, the build mode is very important, because you could ask, why should you automate all this stuff if you release once a year for something? No, but we had this high requirement from the beginning to do this CI/CD. But here for JavaScript, our paradigms didn't work, right? Because as most of you potentially know, if you use it, or my previous speakers, if you use one dependency, you get thousands transitives, right? So that didn't work. Also, this that you have this one-to-one, yeah, one source is one binary, didn't work. So we had a hard time, but we somehow, well, I... 80%, 90%, so here I would rather use my chokers later. But I think we handle it now somehow. Also, when we started to do this, we said, okay, because as I said, the developers were not super keen on doing this. We tried to push this by centralizing that. So looking now from the end, that was perhaps not that good idea. rather to decentralize it, because now we also centralize all the problems that we already heard the whole morning and the whole afternoon, right? So this is all on our desks. And here, this was also the biggest learning when we said we had a vendor solution at that time still, said, we need this, we need that. So it was hard. So this is also where the community, the open source, really helped us, because then we could also do what we needed at that point. The other thing, so here I put Mars, yeah, is that we still had all the other projects, right? So we couldn't just say, okay, now a mission completed, but they also continued and doing new things. Well, this is innovation, right? So you will never stop. So we were going from one orbit to another, and also this little wordplay there is intended, because most of you will know that we use OSS-REVA toolkit for this. And that you know, so who is the crew in this? This is, I'm not a developer, just to, so therefore my joke is later. And I'm rather looking from the process perspective, but we also had then the development team. We had developers. We needed to talk about this. And here the next stop was then embedded CE Conan thing. Yeah, so okay, that is a completely different planet, right? So here, and also I learned where Saturn is a gas planet, so there is no even a surface where it can land on. So you need to stay continuously in the orbit, having some probes that you send out. And also, again, differences. So also, you don't need to read all this stuff. It's just for giving you the idea. And here I made an... I went back in the history in Git to say, okay, when we came in, because also Thomas and Sebastian, they were pretty, well, busy already in the beginning, where we had this starting point, which was already supported in the beginning. And then you see also the history. So even more planets coming up. And I'm still convinced that this is not the end here at the right side. And now this is at scale, because this is just the background, right? At scale for me means with all those planets, this is scaling then in the horizontal, if you want. Because as central, as I said earlier, we centrally supported here our tool teams, that we needed then to scale in the horizontal, really supporting this ideally for all the teams with all their different planets. And here, from the experience that we have in the had in the team, is it was very helpful then within the team, but also with the customers, to have those fact sheets. So this always developed more and more to say, okay, for onboarding, say, what are we talking about, right? So what are you doing there? So either as well for the developers that we contacted, as well for us internally, that was very helpful. On the other side, also the... when we started talking with them, so how do you do it today? We started the documentation. Why? Because we needed to have, we're also having teams from automotive, right? They need to have audit trails, all this reproducible documentation. So we documented it. That was good, because then we also could reuse the concepts. But then we iteratively improved that and came finally to say, okay, hey, that's good. This we can standardize, we can reuse this. And then this is the evolution. Then you can also, once it's standardized, then you can start automating. You cannot start automating directly from the beginning. So you should have this information. And the other thing is, if you, especially if you say, okay, I started from scratch again, then you might reinvent the wheel. But the other thing is, with all the tools also, I think Anthony showed it earlier, so you have a list of links, several tools, so which one is this the right one? So also here, the concept documentation was very important, and so with the help of fact sheets then to see, okay, what is then the correct solution for my problem. And our next stop, you see embedded IoT Linux. So here's also invitation, join us. Here we still have a lot of fun in front of us to manage this, because here again, we have completely, when we had built less approaches, where we could say, we had this discussion earlier, okay, source code is the truth, perfect. This would be, then we just take the repository, analyze it. But here we obviously have a build-based approach that we need, because the build also does a lot of things. And I just learned also compilers, blah, 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 all this other stuff. And then coming back to the point, and it's the last point here in the background, so now the learning is, we need here those fact sheets. in order to not lose time in upfront to say, okay, we're, what we are talking about. Then we also came to our generative architecture model, and this is also what you see then in our tooling group, so that ideally we use the same wording for that, and the standardized representation. But the other thing is, once I have this, so where can I find this if I have a good match? And then I took here this example from online shopping. if you want to shop clothes, and then that I found was a nice thing, where I say, okay, I would love to have this also for us, right? So am I a man, woman, or a kid? Do I need clothes or shoes and jackets, blah, blah, blah? And then you get a selection of what you can buy. But at that point, where you need also to give now to narrow down the selection, okay, you need to measure, okay, what size do you have? And now Kate is looking at my belly. this is then exactly where he said, you here you need the semantics. Okay, where do I measure this, right? And this is what is then where we need the generic architecture model for. Now you see the story. What we do, we prepared this already, our new project, Eclipse Apoapsis. So, and I, as I said, it has several aspects. So for those who are not familiar with what is Apoapsis, I also copy-pasted the definition. Again, if you dive into this world, you will probably need some hours even or days because that's very, very interesting. But I also liked the link here, so therefore I also put the two definitions. So the apsis is that fast from the center of attraction, right, the high point in an orbit, and apoapsis. The other thing is then the fastest away from the body it is orbiting. So therefore I made this little picture. It's potentially wrong, so please. But that you just say, hey, you have the center of attraction, left side, and the apoapsis is this point, so the really when you're in the orbit that is fast away from this planet. And I think that fitted very well, because if we switch between the different planets, you need to switch the orbit. And that's the best point, because then the attraction of the original is so low. And here you will not really find a lot of contents yet, because this will be in the next days and weeks. But the proposal, the text, here I put the link. So what is inside? So this is more or less the trailer of a film, if you want. so you can see the film later. I also give you some hints in the... at the end, but just that you know what we are talking about. And therefore, also, as I'm the process guy, I said, I also wanted to be part of this project and collaborate. So therefore, there are some process level documents on, and that would rather cover this horizontal scaling, right? So that we can say, okay, now let's have a common way how we can map this. The other thing is that we are using a lot the OSS Review Toolkit, and here that would be then the vertical level, because here we need to scale also, as we need to run really, really a lot of scans every day. And here we have performance issue in the way we use it past. And here you see this would be also some code contribution that we would do, that you can expect. And the upper part, as I try to use the icons a little bit, is then really the idea, what is the goal, that you can just come say, okay, what are my needs and what is already there? So to really jumpstart your process definition, ideally just copy-pasting then the templates, and you can directly start, ideally then via our tooling group, mapping the tools that are available. On the technical level, so here we're using Oort. So if you are a single project, then you're anyway not in a target group of my talk today, so then just go to Oort page, or then if you have a build-based issue, then you join us in the tooling group, you will find your solution. If you have an organization that has the same issues than my organization, that you really need to use that at scale, then we would invite you also then to join us in the Eclipse Apoapsis project. And here, there, the Oort server, you can what we will contribute there, you can really just take it and build up your own service in-house to automate then this software composition analysis. We are coming heavily from the open source compliance, but we also have security aspects, and we heard also safety, export control, so everything that will be there. And this is also why I said, okay, this is important, that this is not, this is just another puzzle piece, if you want. What is very important is the cooperation with the SPDX. Here we, I also call for action, invitation. We have this new operations profile work group, so we are invited also to join us there. That will start in the next days, I think, the first meeting on the one side, and we have this dependencies to the open chain tooling group, where we do the capability map, so also that we do not need to reinvent all the wording. So this is already there, so you can already check it out. And on the technical level here, this is also where the maintainers are the same, right? The OSS Review Toolkit, where we have strong connections, and then also you can see the technical dependencies. But as I'm the process guy, and I have a lot of jokers in the room, but we have not that much time, I will tell you later. I explicitly asked my colleague, so for those who are interested, I have an offer later to you. So on the process level side, so this will be then, this is just a work in progress thing, where we have the generic architecture that we map against the capability map from that we already developed with the tooling group, so that we have then the ideally the same semantics, so just that you have this this picture in mind. As I said, we're coming from open source compliance, so therefore the current capability map is open source compliance related. So for if we then also go further with security, then I think we also need to define further capabilities. Then the question is if we do this in our group or in other groups. But we will do it together. Well, that's for sure. The other thing is this, and therefore I originally called this abstraction layer. So it's abstraction layer, not in the sense of a software that we create, but rather on a process level that you say, okay, we have different stakeholders, we have different products, and here this is where the operations work group from SPDX then will help, yeah, to say, okay, to rather say, am I a man, woman, kid, etc. So where I'm in, on the one side, on the other side, also having some standardization to have those fact sheets. So is this the perfect solution, or next to a perfect solution, or at least something I can start with? Because here, and this is where my organization is potentially special. Here we are in the middle of a supply chain, typically in the automotive industry. So we also, we are not alone. We cannot just say, okay, we will use this, or we have legacy. Therefore, we have to have flexibility for you. That would be then the possibility to still keep the flexibility and say, okay, I have, just as Anthony showed, I have choice, right? And it's not bad. On the other side, and therefore we started this touring group, is that we were only a small group, so we said we cannot maintain thousands of redundant things, so we should focus, and especially if we still have gaps on the other side, so then rather say, okay, let's consolidate on the one side and then use the resources rather on another place. Then also the blueprints, as I said, so we're here, we have everything we heard today, beginning with Deja Code from Philippe now, Fossology, I saw here the colleagues also, Software 360, Ort, obviously, Fosslight. So there are so many things where you, you're totally lost, right? So there, hey, I know there is a solution, but I don't know, does it fit for me or not? So this is something we should tackle. And the other thing that's funny, because we also talked about, is also the question, so who am I, right? So am I rather developer, I need rather this for my use case, or I'm rather try to manage this thing or audit thing. So here, this is important that we document that somewhere. So I would offer to start here, but I'm open also to do this somewhere else, especially as this will be necessary also for us to do the testing later, because with a well-defined use case, it's easy then to start then the Test case. Yeah, thank you. The test case definitions. And the better the tasks, the better than the solutions. On the technical output, so the ORT server, what will that be? So the goals of the server is that we have a unified API that you can use. So if you run really at scale from your CI/CD, you can just call this API, and it will all do all the rest, more or less. Easy setup, integration, you can read it on your own. What we do not have yet, but is one of the goals, is front-end, because this was typically then the issue, especially if we were compared as OSS Review Toolkit community with the vendors. The vendors typically come up with a new and fancy UI, blah, blah, bling, bling, bling. And we will just, well, we have a tool that just does the business, right? But so we know it's important, and you see then later in the Outlook, and here I would potentially also have a joker then in the in the audience, what will come. So that you see how would such a setup look like. So you have a development team who wants to use this software composition analysis service, so they can just use the API. The ORT server would do the rest. So here you see then the different workers, Martin called that, from ORT, ORT analyzer, downloader, scanner. So these are the typical steps that you need, then ending then with a reporter. But we had teams that only needed parts of that. Then also sometimes the one thing uses a lot of performance. So therefore the balancing is very, very important. And that's what you can then do with the server. Here we have some usage blueprints that we already will prepare with the projects, also in the use case collection, the things that we use then for testing it. And then another use case, as I mentioned, would then also be those dashboards, those UIs, people that want to know more. This will also work then with the server. Just here the MVP that you will be able to expect then in the next weeks to be in our repository. The repository is already there. So we're preparing currently the initial contribution. And this is the next step, and that was, I said, so now you would say, I want to know more about this ORT server. How does that work? So there's an invitation. We have twice a month the tooling group meetings, every first and third Wednesday, the first Wednesday in the morning for the rather Asia-Pacific region, the third Wednesday era and the European afternoon, also to cover better the time zones with the US. And so please check out the OpenChain global calendar. So if you're interested, and the next one I will moderate, and Martin will be there. So for all detailed questions regarding the technical stuff, and we can also discuss the other parts. So I would really be glad if we could have some follow-up discussions in our existing communities. Then, as I said, this is depending also on the load, the initial contribution that we prepare. Ideally, we should have it ready then for the community days. So we plan ORT community days beginning of March. I hope I have put the right link. So please register if you're interested, because then we have also a detailed session about that. And about the front end, so we will not provide a front end in the beginning, but we're already in discussion with Double Open Project, so that they are also interested in providing something. But as this is an API, so everyone would be welcome to have their Python, JavaScript, whatever you want. But at least we will care that we have a cool server in the background. Thank you very much. Stay tuned. So here are all the links, especially so really the who didn't know about this, especially Anthony, I would really welcome you if you also could present your benchmark that you did. That was really great, because we also have the Python inspector in the ORT analyzer, how we would get there. And these are things that we really do in the tooling group. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, so the question is that we have a lot of noise and transitive dependencies, I would directly rephrase that. So you have dependencies in the build scope, in the test scope, whatever. And then you get a bill of materials with thousands of things. And they are irrelevant repositories. That's how we call them. So here, this is a process level thing, right? This is where we typically come in and check with the teams. Please unscope that. So here we have configuration as code as in the ORT principle. So you can directly silence down that noise by just excluding then scopes, things like that. But also that depends which planet you're coming from, right?
You're talking about scale. How do you do it at scale?
At scale? Yeah. At scale, this is, so I would forward you to my joker here, which is Thomas. So again, here we should talk about which planet you're coming from, right? And we can also reuse a lot of this in a central database. This is where also the previous talks were about sharing then curations, package configurations. Here, you're also more than welcome to all collaborate. Thank you.
Let's thank Marcel again.